Yeah, Matt, what are some of the challenges you all face against the Panthers? Playing them again, you know, so quickly here.
Yeah, it's, you know, obviously I think probably the first time in my career we've ever had something this quick in terms of just 1 week in between a game. But, you know, obviously they're a very good football team. They've had a great year on, you know, all three phases, special teams, offense and defense. They play really well. The challenge is they're a physical team that plays well in their scheme, and we've got to be able to, you know, have a great game plan, have a great week of preparation, and make sure that we play our best ball Sunday. And I always feel like that if we go out there and play the way that we're capable of, we can go toe-to-toe with anyone.
What did you say to your guys there, you know, Julio and Devontae on making the Pro Bowl?
Just so happy for both Julio and Devontae. Both those guys are incredibly deserving. You know, it doesn't come as a surprise to me that either of them are there, because they work so hard. They've played, you know, so well for us, been an important part of what we've done all year. And I don't think there's two more deserving guys in the league than those two to go down to Hawaii and play in the Pro Bowl.
I was just doing some stat work this morning. You guys are 5-1 when Devontae or Tevin runs it 20 times or more. You know, I know you sometimes you have to get away from it, but mm-hmm. Is that pretty much one of the formulas here for you guys?
Yeah, I think so. You know, obviously, you know, when you can run the ball 20 plus times a game, get those guys 20 plus touches a game, you know, it means you're doing some things well on the offensive side of the ball and also on the defensive side of the ball. Typically, you know, when you're able to stay balanced, it means you're either ahead or in the ball game, and that's going to be important for us. I think balance is huge. I think we play our best when we're balanced, and you know, hopefully we can get to 6-1 with that formula.
How important is it keeping your poise this time? You know, Ryan got yanked out the game last year, kind of got lost it a little bit. But you know, a lot of stuff was going on last time. But
that's part of it. You know, in division, that's part of the deal. You go against these guys twice a year with all our division opponents, and you know each other well. They know you. You've played against the same guys a lot of times. There's, you know, something extra to it, I guess. But, you know, for us, we got to focus on playing the game. And I think our guys, you know, the majority of the time do a great job with that. And we got to, you know, we really got to focus on being our best, you know, from whistle to whistle, you know, from when we start the play to when we finish it. And I think that's where everybody's focus is at right now.
Matt, obviously you didn't score the last time out against these guys, but do you feel like you were able to, well, obviously you didn't have success with it, mm-hmm. but Julio in the matchup, even if it's Norman, do you feel like, hey, you know what, we gotta press it more, we gotta take more chances with it?
Yeah, sure. I think, you know, I'll say this, everybody has a lot of respect. I have a lot of respect for Josh Norman. I think he's a very good football player and has had a great year. But, you know, I like Julio against everybody we go against. And that's, you know, that's just the way it is. I mean, he's a great player. He can make plays against anybody in this league. And I always, you know, feel confident going in his direction. And you know, we'll see how the game shakes out. But certainly Julio is always going to be a part of our plan and a huge part of hopefully why we're successful.
With the way they play defense, and I know you got Coleman back there, Roman and stuff like that, but can you get down the field with him on defense?
Well, I think not only with him, I think we've got to find ways to get down the field. And I think there are ways. You know, I think when you watched the Giants game last week, they found ways to create explosive plays. And so we've got to do a great job of that, and we're going to work really hard this week to have the best plan that we can have against these guys on Sunday. And then as players, it's our job to try and go out there and execute it at a high level.
And of course, part of that is having the protection, and it's tough against – they have a very physical front, and they got you guys last
week. Yeah, I mean, they're very good front four, very good front seven. You know, their front four is physical. They're very deep on the defensive line too. It's going to be important for us to play well up front. There's no doubt about that. And I think our guys will be up to the challenge. I think they'll be ready to go, and you know, hopefully we'll be able to get that done.
To not get caught up in the talking and all that, you just got to get back to the huddle on the play and block there that stuff out. Or how does that function on the football field?
I think everybody has played long enough, right? That you've had different things come up during your career, whether it's in high school, you know, when you got a crosstown rival or something like that that you know all too well. We all know what we need to do. And everybody's different. You know, for everybody's personality is different for whatever you got to do. I think the most important thing is to remember why we're out there. It's to win. It's for no other reason than to be productive and to win. And I think everybody will have that in mind.
The red zone has been a big topic around here, and that touchdown pass to Julio was a real creative play. How were you able to make that work?
Well, it was a good call by a really good call by Kyle. Good design. You know, we saw coverage that we liked for that situation, and we're able to get to that play. You know, it was whenever you can, you know, create space for Julio and get him running open. He's tough to bring down in the open field, especially when we're that close. So I thought it was good, you know, good play call, good design by Kyle, and then we went out there and executed it well.
And Julio has been getting a lot of attention in the red zone, and Kyle said it's been tough to kind of get him open there. How important is it to be able to, like, draw up those creative plays and kind of change things up?
Well, it is. I mean, it's important to find ways, you know, not only to create, you know, good matchups for Julio, but all our guys. And we have seen a lot of double coverage to Julio this year. And, you know, we understand why, because he's a great player. You know, across the board, I think, you know, we just – if we can be successful when we get down there, especially against this team, going against them, when we have opportunities, we've got to find ways to get points.
You guys had such a slow start last time. How important is it against this football team to come out quickly?
Well, I think it's important. I think it was good for us last week to kind of come out and have that first drive and get jump-started. But regardless of how this game shakes out, you know, it's about being consistent for four quarters. And you know, you got to keep plugging away. You know that they're going to have their moments. They're a good football team, but we got to, you know, be able to weather those and continue to battle for 60 minutes and find a way to get it done.
You guys are finally coming off of a win. How big is that going into playing an undefeated team this late in the season?
I mean, it's better than the alternative, right? Coming off loss, but it was good for us to get that done last week. But you know, what we did last week is going to have no bearing on what we do, you know, Sunday. It comes down to getting ourselves prepared and having the best week of preparation we can possibly have so that we're ready to go out and play well on Sunday.
Thoughts on Pat DeMarco being a Pro Bowl alternate?
Yeah, you know, obviously he's very, to me, he had a great year, and I thought, you know, was deserving of being, you know, a Pro Bowler. But for him to be an alternate, he deserves it. I mean, Pat's been a great player. He's done a great job for us this year. And he's been kind of an unsung hero. I mean, the fullback position doesn't get a ton of credit. But to me, Pat's as good as anybody in the league.